to build your faith? Do you desire to have a true encounter with God through His Word? Then listen to Logos Rhema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobin, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. He is a seasoned man of God and a teacher of the Word in its truth and simplicity. Make time with us each and every Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. on Spirit 88.3 FM as we encounter the Word of Truth. God richly bless you. Welcome to Logos Rhema Hour with God's servant, Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobin, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. And now, to today's message.
Let's take our confession, Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate in it day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then I will make my way prosperous, and then I will have good success. Amen.
We want to just look at the life of Jesus Christ before he embarked on his 40-day fast. Some of the things that he went through. Hallelujah. And so what I've titled the message, what we are going to talk about is the marks. Hallelujah. The marks, the key steps towards undertaking a spirit-led or spirit-filled fast. Hallelujah. Amen. Very, the key steps that if you are going to be able to enjoy fasting as a believer, and be able to do it. Amen. Matthew chapter 3 verse 13. We are looking what the steps that Jesus took. Hallelujah. And during this passage, Jesus was at the Jordan. So, good, 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. You know how long he traveled? Amen. John the Baptist was his cousin. And he was baptizing in the Jordan. And it was a baptism of repentance. Amen. And when John began his ministry, they said, and he began his ministry. Remember, he was a forerunner. He was heralding that Jesus is coming. And in a way, initiating what Jesus was about to come and do. Calling all men for repentance. Repentance, pardon, reconciliation, restoration in fellowship with God. That is what it's about. Let's read it. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. Listen to John. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me? You are sinless. I'm calling for sinners for repentance. So why are you here? Hallelujah. Then let's listen to Jesus' reply. Next. So, but Jesus answered and said, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us all to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. Jesus had never sinned, but he wanted to identify with our struggles as sinners. Hallelujah. He wanted to come alongside you and I so that this born-again experience will be real. Amen. Will be joyous. Hallelujah. We will not be laborious the way it is. Born again now, person who live no. Untimi live. Untimi wa unkwa untimi. Unyamwa. Samwa na if Jesus. Hallelujah. And we'll see very soon how he will do that for you. Amen. But if you want to go it on your own, that is the problem with us. Ye mupi ya kwa sorry, ye baby ni start to kwa sorry. So they've all been coming to church, and then they toddlers, they walk in, and so they are familiar with a ritual. So sometimes you can think that you are born again. Amen. And when you, especially when you don't understand it, and the rules, the terms. It is not us. It is not the church who sets the rules and the terms. It is God. And God's charge is that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, period. And so Jesus said, because I am a man, I must also identify with it. Yes, I have not sinned, but I came here to bring help to humankind. And that is why I am here. That is why they say he is a what? He is a compassionate high priest, in that he suffered and went through everything that we go through. So he decided, I said, no, cousin John, in order to satisfy everything, you baptize me. I have not sinned before. At the tail end of his life, at this time he was 30 years, no sin. Can you believe it? No swear words. Hallelujah. Amen. No edidi atem. Is that included? Hallelujah. Maybe somewhere. No in Sabro. Hallelujah. And you want to stop. And here was Jesus. He said, cousin John, it's true. But in order to fulfill all of that, let me go through. Hallelujah. More or less, in a sense, when we talk about baptism then of repentance, it means that when we take you and then we are immersed in the water, or before you come there that I want to be baptized, you are saying that I have heard the word of God that all men have sinned and fallen short according to my standards, and I agree that I am a sinner and I want a new lease on my life. I agree with the verdict of God over my life. Send me a body pa. Amen. I've been living as a Christian fraudster all along. A lot of us, especially those of us who grew in church, it becomes ritualistic. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey. Say, see, I'm wearing a handkerchief. No, but. Nada, I will. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nada, I will. Also, boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nada, I will. Or qua. Near radical essence. May they add Jaque? May they add you the word? So when you go there and then you are dipped in the water, you come confessing. You heard him denouncing them, you brood of vipers who ask you to run and flee away from the wrath that is about come, denouncing the Pharisees, the Sadducees, soldiers, and all those people. That was a baptism of repentance. And Jesus comes. And so more or less, anybody there at the Jordan was identifying himself as a sinner and renouncing sin. It is equivalent to the born-again experience we are talking about. So in a way, we can say Jesus went to Jordan to be born again, quote, unquote. Oh, I hope you heard me. Hallelujah. Oh, I've sinned! Every each one of us needs to be born again and identify with him. Not on our own terms, but on his terms. Hallelujah. So look at 16. So when he had been baptized, it means that now he had been baptized. So Jesus had agreed. He didn't have any sin to renounce. Remember in Luke's version, he said that he was praying. Oh my God. He was dipped in the water and then he came out. And then look at what happened next. Hallelujah. And behold, the heavens were opened. Immediately came out of the water. Behold, the heavens were opened. Oh my God. The reason why you can't fast, the reason why you are struggling in your Christian life, you need supernatural resources. You need the heavens to be opened over your head. Some of us are here, you know it. When you go down, you say, yeah, me dear, me fear ye ding. Wow, umpire, I'm say, koya, get no maso. And say, by phone, no ma, ye lying, oh. Hallelujah. You need an open heaven. You need an open heaven. But it won't happen except you repent. Sincere. And that's why we've been this. We're talking about genuine, sincere, authentic Christianity or believer. The born again, if it is. I'm saying the steps. Oh my God. My God. When we didn't know God, yeah, that. If you are seeing chichiri, yeah, Psalm 91. Rainbows. Hallelujah. I was looking for power. My heart had not met the qualification. Power! You can't access it if you are not sincere. And when you are sincere, next thing that happens, that's what we are talking about. The heavens will be opened. Daniel tells us the heavens is saturated. Why would you fear what? Would you fear? I won't say, me fear in the end, true. The heavens! Nananum, in time I started to go and pay my home. Near Bubom, then everywhere, and near Bejie, no moon in us, a demon, so no more so. Oko baby, almost in San Juan. That's what we call familiar spirits. So when you come and you kneel, you want to pray, and call baby, Equine, and you have been born again. Until you repent. But when you are sincere, when you are genuine, oh my God, the governor of the heavens, we learned it. God, in the beginning, God, he was the one who created the heavens and the earth. Paul said in Colossians 1:16, whether they are thrones, whether they are principalities, whether they are powers, my God, seen and unseen forces, they were all created by him and for him. You need an open heavens so that when you cry, you can go. I've been a pastor. Look, when you are genuine and you are sincere, access, full access. God will grant you full access. Jesus was now a man, the man God. He's about to start his ministry. He identifies, that was stage one, sincerely, but stage two, an open heavens, unhindered access to the resources in heaven, my God, because you need it to make a successful walk. Else you will make shipwreck of your faith. Agbena ye juma bre intina mami abiro bi otini be bi we are ni ne ye ni ni kasa onye be fo e yare onyi yare. Once I had a call from him, he said, oh pastor, hey mami before me na wa ba be pie e wo ya so ye ba ye sorry oti ha say no okay na mi say hey onye be fo unso ye say on to onu kwan of us to ba ya wa ba be. Me say, on your bed for. When you are so happy, I am so a dementia. Only maybe your corner, my baby. Hallelujah. Maybe I'll see if you. When will be for that? When will be that? Me, Jeremy, who be that? Powers. In the heavenly realms. That's why I'm saying we are students of supernatural phenomena. Read the Bible. I'm not saying this. This is all script. Amen. Born again, because you need the Spirit of God to give you wisdom and understanding in these revelations. Now, Jai, everyone, I'm buying and so what? Born again, no. Where is the power? 2 minutes. Is that what you read? He gave them what? Power to become the. And we are seeing, so what? The heavens were open to him. Next point. What do we see? He saw the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Is somebody being informed? And is somebody here prepared to rise up? And be the man and woman that God has called you to be. All who received him, he gave them power to become sons and daughters of God. Power recognized in the heavens. Like we have learned, Like those sons of Sceva, the demon they were exercised said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are thou? Who are thou? Because they had not been granted access to the heavens. The heavens were sealed. It was like brass gates. But when you are genuine, when you are sincere, hey, it is working, oh. The power, it is working. It is working for some of us. Amen. Hallelujah. We are not warring against flesh and blood, oh. I don't know that there are before in my family, they should be there. But we know they are spirits. As for those spirits, we will war against them. But not in our strength, not in our power. In the power of the Most High God. God, the governor of the entire universe, the governor of the heavens, the one who made the stars, hallelujah, the one who created the heavens, he sits upon the circle of the earth. Isaiah said, hallelujah, amen. It is before him that he has granted us access, power as children. So when we come and say, power, daddy, Abba, Abba, Meda umuntu munkwa meda na entatiana eni mkra na omo chicheche me. Your sincere prayer. I'm telling you some of the things. Ebu ana enkrema no mu dispute. Omo bechi mi ape na meniti ye. Hey, ne de ni. Okay, mami ne biu me. Omi ande biu afina adane ponko. Ona umpeso meda. Tide biya umpeso ina wa wa e hot dada. Be a fan of Simon Bamiso. Especially, I don't see one who feels say, oh no, now they are mano. Like one sister, I say, Pastor, me, the enquire, and then next, but I say, Doctor, me shed up, and you are not your woman into me, miss me, paper, let me know my face, so, then I tell me, I'm not my punto quano, almost yet. You didn't understand the word. You have to sleep. We learn that, no, it is not, and yet, a pona, a bedani, see. Yentamana ebe pam pam abe fono umunsuru epono enye Psalm 91 na ye bie dia she enye oil Florida water incense na ye shishi no enye nu the spirit of God, the spirit of God coming to take residence in us, the spirit of God. So that was the next move, isn't it? Heavens opened. It says what? The spirit of God moved. You know why we say it, isn't it? All who believed in him, he gave them power. And Jesus said, I'm going away. When you are genuine, you are sincere, he says what? I will come and live inside of you and come along. Even Jesus needed the Holy Spirit. How God, oh my God. Peter was testifying before Cornelius and his household and said, Cornelius, you knew something? How God, you know the gospel, you've heard it. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. Then with power! So we were his friends, we were his disciples. We went around with him. Oh, such an incredible personality. Once upon a time, he was walking on the waters. We had left him at the seashore. Ma seketende. And we were rowing to the next place where he said we should meet them. At night, as the seas were calm, here comes this man of Galilee that we thought was a man. And he was walking on the sea. And I saw him, said Peter was standing, going, I saw him and I said, hey, Jesus, can I also do this? And he said, come. And I started walking too. And then I looked at the waves and I said, no. And then I started sinking. Incredible power. God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good. Because what? God was with him. God was him. That is the key. God was with him. Nyame inye. Oh. Oh my God. Nyame inye. Oh. If Jesus needs the empowerment, the endowment, the enablement from the Holy Spirit so that he could make it in his life's assignment, how do you think we are going? You can't make it. That's why I'm saying you may make shipwreck of your faith. And if you are not genuine, you are not authentic, you will never experience the empowering of the Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit. God is not mock. You see, when you get born again, something will happen to you. In your room, when you go into your bedroom, you are saturated there with prayers and intercession for your family. When you get inside there, I'm telling you the difference. When he comes, you saw it, the symbol of a dove, peace, peace, peace. Peaceful spirit, ima satire. Say ya hu hum biya hu na 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 Jesus Christ hu hum.
No.
Ukoji oya na be piti piti ye na. I feel read them wa na usru. No 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 no. No.
All those demonic and they have to be exposed. No. No.
Urana wa na uwaye uyi na we see. No. Such a gentle, sweet spirit. Won't it cry? But when we say, enunu, eh? Now, how you sweet? I don't know how, unless you experience it. You feel honor, a hot joke. Now, we read them on that. It's like, it's like a welcoming part. That will be your idea, a two. U drani, u gupon, nenge, hey, nin, unye ref, yeah, pena. When we say, obi, jiwa, well, too. But you sense that's the presence of God. It's sweet. And you read them one. Hey! I go away! No. Obuafukra, Jaimenko. We are talking about the Holy Spirit. We've not got to the fast, though. We are getting there, isn't it? Because these are there. These are the marks, the prerequisites. Anywa, you can't fast. You need the Holy Spirit to help you. So he descended like a dove and alighted on him. Empowered him. And Jude, when he was leaving, he said, no, don't be in a hurry to leave. Tarry in the presence of God. Tarry in the upper room. Tarry in Jerusalem. Not many days from hence, you will be received a special gift from God. And you will be empowered from on high. And then you can go out there and begin to live the way I want you to live. And they were there. They were not speaking in tongues. So they were just praying. The Bible says, suddenly, my God, there was a rattling in the room, and then the whole place, and then all of a sudden, every single person, the 120 people, they said it was like tongues of fire. You are born again? And this thing happens, the heavens open. Next, Holy Spirit, fire will be deposited in your bosom. And that is what is going to drive you. He said, if the Spirit of the Lord that raised Jesus from the dead, if it is that same Spirit that lives in you, hear what he said? There will be a quickening in your spirit. Oh, yeah, two door for a believer. Fire! Burning in you, fire, it will stir you up. Also, I know being kind of, and you know, so what happened next? So the Holy Spirit has come, my God. And then the next thing is, and suddenly a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son. God was giving him recognition that this man, Jesus, is authentic. You know who had it? Not only Jesus, oh. John, his cousin, the baptizer, heard it. When God spoke, John heard it. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. God just validated him and endorsed, or you're genuine, or you're jet. There are some of you here. When God comes and says, pastor, are you born again now? Minimum. Meantime, say, now me catch it ready. We can't testify about you. There's no word about you. Then I can, why is he? Steps na ya family. Why stiff? And yet by force, why won't even force on won't kick out home? And say, won't chrono. Obey no. What you are? What she show? Man, quite sorry, I never be, yet me. Moves you. There's a stirring up. There's a quickening. There's validation from heaven. You need it all. And son of heavens, no. This is my beloved son. I'm well pleased. It's not I'm displeasing. It's just, so I'm not pleased with him. Na brass gates no na atum. Nto bom pai na na hate. Na fe woni na mo hwehwe oil. Oil na be bi brass gates no. Why the green one? Why the red one? Why the white one? Me bi ansi. That's why me ka kire mu da. Ki egbu me nfe. Omo nyam me si aje o se aha. Me si no aje no. Enye demon bia na menfe bu o musi ko bianko sorry na me best me catch him room me say hey amani amehu no. God said rise up and pray and that's why we need a fasting dominating prayer I come to any bomb I born so. So that our voices can be heard on high. Because God has said it. This is my son. I am pleased with him. More or less, grant him access. Grant him access to the heavenly resources that he needs. Every resource that he needs to fulfill his assignment must be granted. Angels on guard. Can you imagine that? You see, you need some of these secrets to be an effective prayer. And that was what Joshua knew. My God, my secretary. He knew that he was a man on assignment. And on that day, when the forces attacked, and he realized that I need a son to stand still. My God. And then within his spirit, audaciously, he said, son, stand still! Until the battle is won. And the Bible says, God has never listened to man. Joshua came and was, son should wait, Josh, because these people need to be defeated. And so the Bible says, for once, God heard the voice of man, and the son stood still until the battle had been won and victory secured. Have you heard it? His eyes ran to and fro above the surface of the earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. When you have that validation, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. The heavens are opened. Resources, divine resources. Angels on guard! Oh my God. Don't I know it? I know it. Ma sekete. And when you enter your room, those days when I enter my room, I feel secured. I feel at peace. Hey, a moon tomorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. That was, all these things had to be subdued for me to be able to have the presence of mind to study. You need peace of mind, heavenly resources.
This broadcast was proudly sponsored by the friends and partners of Harvest Chapel International Kumasi. Thank you for listening to Local Shrema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobi. We believe that as you act on this word, God's power will transform your life. Join or visit us for our in-person family service at Harvest Chapel International Dinyami Kumasi, close to Micklin Hotel and on the Sunset Road, this and every Sunday at 7 a.m. for our tea service, 8:30 a.m. for our Bible study, and 9 a.m. for our English service. You can also join us this and every Wednesday for our amazing midweek teaching service at 6 p.m. and on Fridays for our prayer submission service, also at 6 p.m.